Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Bill went through the books he had gotten from the library as he waited for Miss Simmons to arrive. It was rather late, so there wasn't anyone left at the lecture hall, but this was the only time she could meet with him, and given his current grades, it wasn't as if Bill could be picky. He had focused too much on partying ever since he moved into college, and too little on his studies. It was time to settle down and start to apply himself. That was where the lovely Miss Simmons came in. She had offered him private classes so he'd be able to finally catch up, and he had immediately said yes. Why she wanted to spend her free time with a student was beyond him, but he wasn't going to question a good thing. Plus, Miss Simmons was the wet dream of most students on campus, including women. Her legs seemed to go on for miles. Her hair was wavy and impossibly long, and she chose to wear those tight dresses which enhanced her perky breasts in all the right ways. Bill was 19, and though he could be popular with girls his age, he had never been with anyone as sexy as Miss Simmons. He could get lost staring at the gorgeous 35-year-old woman, class after class. She was the strict sort of teacher, the kind that could make sure everyone went quiet with a hard stare. He liked that about her, too. Women who took charge, who knew what they wanted, and got others to do the same, were too enthralling to the young man. Okay, so let's get this started. He was caught by surprise by Miss Simmons' stern voice. He was too lost in his own thoughts to hear the click-clacking of her high heels approaching him. The stunning red-headed woman didn't even bother saying hello. As usual, she went straight to business. A no-nonsense kind of woman. And though Bill tried so hard to focus on the task at hand, it became harder and harder with each passing minute. She was sitting so close to him, and he could smell her sweet perfume. He could brush his hand against her arm, almost imperceptibly, without it being inappropriate. He could see right down her cleavage, and those breasts were a work of art, especially from this close. "Bill, you aren't paying attention." She scolded him for the third time, and though he tried to quickly avert his gaze, this time around she caught him staring right down her breasts. He thought he'd be in a world of trouble, of course, but instead, she sighed heavily, as if she was dealing with an unruly child. "If I give you what you're fantasizing about, will you focus on this assignment?" Bill blinked several times, trying to process what she just said. Had he misheard? Surely he had. She would never suggest anything of the sort. Not to a student. Not to a 19-year-old. Right? And yet, those bright blue eyes were focused on him, clearly waiting for a reply. And his teacher was getting impatient. "So, are you going to focus for long enough to at least answer my question?" she hissed, clearly annoyed, and Bill forced himself to snap out of it, quickly mumbling, "Yes, I mean, yes, 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 I want that. I'll focus after that. I truly will." He trembled over his own words and felt both feverish and ice cold at the same time. If he had misunderstood what she was proposing, he could get into so much trouble. "Then stand up and lean over the table. You're a naughty boy, and you need to be put back in your place," she purred, leaning forward so he could get a nice, long look down her cleavage. He gulped hard, finally noticing she wasn't wearing a bra at all. He could see her erect pink nipples brushing against the inside of her dress, and it drove him wild with desire. He didn't even hesitate, jumping to his feet and then taking a long breath in before bending over just as she had commanded. And just like that, Her hand was on his ass, and it wasn't just a silly little caress either. Oh no, it was a hard swat, the palm of her hand crashing against his buttocks. Bill gasped out loud, and she quickly pulled her hand back up into the air before letting it crash down against him all over again. She spanked him 2, 3, 4, 5 times. With every single strike, he got more and more aroused, his cock painfully hard inside his jeans, rubbing against the inside of the table. It was only when she got to 10 that she finally commanded the young student to stand back up. Her smile was playful and sensual, and she beckoned him to come closer, moving her finger in a come-hither motion. Like a moth attracted to a flame, he slipped into her arms, and her lips came crashing against his own. It was a kiss so wild, so passionate, Bill felt like his knees had suddenly turned into jello. "I'm going to give you a nice, long fuck now. You've been naughty, but you took your spanking like a good boy, and that deserves a reward." She purred, brushing her lips against his skin as she began kissing her way down his neck, her fingers limberly reaching his jean zipper. And as if it was the most common thing in the world, she just pulled them down. And just like that, his fully erect cock was out, her fisted hand wrapped around it. Her pale skin looked so gorgeous, stained with his pre-cum. It drove him crazy with desire just by looking down at it. "Sit down, Bill. I'm going to make you see the stars," she purred and gave him a little shove. The 19-year-old awkwardly landed on the chair, his cock standing stiff as a board. He stared up at his teacher with awe and unbridled desire, watching as she straddled his lap, as she grabbed him by the face and pulled him into yet another kiss, just as their tongues danced together. She allowed her student's cock to impale her, keeping him from moaning out loud by muffling the sound with her full lips. Yes, that feels good, doesn't it?" she whispered hotly against his lips, bouncing on his cock so hard, so fast, it felt like the chair was going to break down underneath the weight of their bodies. "Fuck, fuck, yes, yes, oh, that's so," he grunted out loud, too loudly. She chuckled softly and placed her hand on top of his mouth, winking his way. "Shh, you need to be quiet, unless you want a janitor or another teacher to walk in on us. Just sit back and relax. You've earned this." She continued to ride him, muffling Bill's moans and grunts of unbridled desire with her hands and lips, teasing him until all he could experience was pleasure. "Miss Simmons, you are amazing. Fuck," he grunted over and over again, trying to keep himself from screaming out her name, knowing that she'd get annoyed if he made too much noise. "I'm so close. I need to come. I really need it." "Then come for me, Bill. You've earned it. But remember, you promised to focus on your studies once I gave you what you wanted. Don't make me punish you all over again by becoming a bad, bad boy." She cooed hotly, and it was more than enough for Bill to completely lose control. Pleasure simply overpowered him, and he thrust his hips up against her, filling the stunning teacher up to the brink. She had to bite her lower lip to keep a string of loud, high-pitched moans from escaping her mouth as she rode him faster and faster, her breasts bouncing underneath the thin fabric of her dress, until one of her nipples actually slipped into sight. It was so lewd, so sensual, and Bill timidly suckled at it with desire. As a powerful orgasm took over, it was only when the pleasure slowly began to recede that the stunning Miss Simmons finally stood up, adjusting her dress, pressing her thighs together so his cum wouldn't slip down her legs. And just like that, as her students struggled to catch his breath, she motioned towards the books, her voice stern and demanding all over again. "Come on, Bill. You promised. Get your head in the game. And who knows, you might earn yourself another reward, just as that one." Bill had never felt quite so motivated to study before in his life. The idea of being fucked all over again by that stunning older woman was the sort of reward that men would do anything and everything for. He certainly wasn't going to be the exception.